here's a story from The World.
Some more good news on the coronavirus front. An FDA advisory committee is expected to greenlight Johnson & Johnson's vaccine tomorrow, a step closer to formal approval, and finally jabs in arms. In France, getting people to take vaccines in general has been hard. Many French don't trust the country's health ministry and other scientific experts. So the government has come up with a solution: put more power in the hands of everyday citizens. All week, we've been looking at the challenges of trying to vaccinate the world. Today, Rebecca Rossman in Paris has our story.
It's almost 6 p.m. curfew in France, the time when everyone needs to be at home. But the 50 or so people hanging out here at the Place de la République in central Paris don't seem to be in any rush to leave. Young couple Anissa Ahmad and Yanzi Eng are talking about vaccines as they scarf down a couple of kebabs. I asked them if they plan on getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Non, je veux pas me faire vacciner.
Non.
No, laughs Ahmad. No way. Her boyfriend agrees.
Surtout que je pense le plus important.
We're young and healthy right now, he says. So what's the point?
Je trouve que le vaccin a été trouvé un peu trop rapidement.
Plus, the vaccine was made way too quickly, Anissa says. I don't trust it. The 10 other people I asked here on the Place agree. Their concerns are more or less the same. The vaccine was made too quickly. We don't know what's in it and what the side effects might be. According to the latest polls, 60% of the French population doesn't want to take the vaccine. Experts say that's at least in part because the French government has a history of poorly managing health crises, sometimes misleading the public. To regain that trust, in November, French President Emmanuel Macron ordered the creation of a citizens' collective to help oversee the country's vaccination rollout strategy. 35 people chosen at random, coming from different regions, different professions, and who have different opinions about vaccinations. Over the course of several months, their job will be to meet with some of the country's top scientists, vaccine strategists, and other experts, ask questions, then provide recommendations, which are non-binding.
Je partais déjà avec 100% favorable au vaccin.
Philippe is a bus driver who says he jumped at the chance to become a part of the collective. None of the members of the collective are using their last names publicly. Because of serious health problems, he was amongst the first to get vaccinated, but says he was shocked when the nurse administering his vaccine said she wasn't even sure she wanted to get the vaccine herself. That's when he realized the government needed to do a better job in getting its message across about vaccine safety. Philippe's new colleague, Jean-Christophe, is one of about half of the collective members who came into the project as a vaccine skeptic. The inclusion of skeptics initially drew criticism that the government was appeasing, even validating France's anti-vax population. But others insist it's a necessary move.
I think it's a good idea to have citizens involved in this question.
Marie is a member of Les Vaxeuses, a group of several hundred volunteers fighting disinformation about vaccines on social media. They only use their first names because some have received death threats. She spent the last few months dispelling all kinds of rumors about the vaccine, like that it will change your DNA, turn you into a GMO.
It's also being said that they will put microchips under your skin with the vaccine to remote control you.
She says a lot of people's concerns come from a fear of the unknown. Not everything needs to be in scientists' hands, she says.
I think there are just citizens in this collective. Maybe people could trust much more than if there was just scientists in it.
Many scientists are supporting this effort alongside the traditional scientific approach. Michel Nahon is an ER doctor based in the Paris suburbs.
Le collectif citoyen, ça fait partie des éléments, des armes supplémentaires pour convaincre le.
The citizen collective is one of several ways that we can convince the French people to get vaccinated, he says. And the fact that more than 4% of the population has already been vaccinated shows something is working. But things will need to speed up quickly if the government wants to meet its target of vaccinating all of its 67 million people by the end of August. The collective will present its first recommendations on how to speed up the campaign in mid-March. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.